This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA, serving Erie County, with us in studio this morning with our news hound who is striking a pose.
Zeke strikes a pose. It's one of those dogs. It's impossible to get a bad picture. And I'll tell you about Zeke. And these are the notes that Bethany provided to me. Zeke is 4 years old. And when it comes to training, he has got the top three. First of all, very food motivated. Now, you would think just about every dog would be food motivated, right?
Yeah.
But there are dogs that whatever the behavior is that you're trying to work with, sometimes that's a little more high value than whatever the food is that you're offering the dog. So you might hold up a tree and the dog might say, yeah, that's okay, but I'd rather go after that squirrel. So it depends on what is higher value to the dog. For Zeke, generally the food is higher value. That's very important in training. Another very important training piece, look at me. He knows, look at me. So once you say the words, look at me, he knows he's got to start focusing on you again. Again, sometimes it's very difficult when there's a high value behavior going on, very difficult to get the dog, you know, redirect, refocus on me. The dog knows that.
My kids don't even know that.
We can help you with that. We can send a trainer over, Brian. It's all set. The other third big one, he knows sit. Something as basic as that. But boy, if he feels like he will be rewarded for sit, any person trying to train a dog or a child will tell you, knowing sit, very important.
Okay. Wow.
Zeke knows
high
it all.
High marks.
That's right. And he knows how to strike a pose. So he's not just smart, he's good looking.
And I was going to say he's handsome.
That's right. Right.
I would say he's a handsome dog. Yeah. Could strike a pose. And he passed dog school.
He sure did.
Which is pretty good. I know we've lowered the standards at schools, though. I mean, if we're being honest. So it's not as impressive as it was like 20 years ago. But still, you know, round of applause for Zeke, yeah, who is available at the SPCA right now. You can check out his photo at your SPCA and at WBEN. Gina, is Zeke somebody's favorite dog? I know that came out this week, some of the favorite dogs that people have across the country.
That's a perfect segue, Brian. Today we were supposed to be talking about Bird Window Strike Part 2. That has to go on hold until next week. So tune in next Friday for that, because this week the AKC released its top 10 breeds of 2024. And I thought we could be a little interactive here and let you two play along. Tell me some of your favorite breeds and I can tell you if they're on the list.
Okay.
You know what comes off the top of my head? French Bulldog.
Number one for the third year in a row. It's holding its spot because they're funny, they're little, they're what everybody wants. It's kind of that, I was almost going to say another breed, but I don't want to say it because it's on the list.
Okay.
But it's that goofy, silly personality in a nice package. Nice little package. Number one for the third year in a row.
Check every box.
Excellent job, Susan.
I'll go favorite breed, the Newfoundland.
The Newfie did jump up. I believe the Newfie leapt up 13 spots. Don't quote me on that. But I think the Newfie did go up, not up to the top 10. They're not up to the top 10. You want to try another?
It's a lot of dogs.
Second favorite breed of mine?
Yes.
The Great Dane.
The Great, no.
All right.
Brian.
Okay, let's be realistic.
No. Great Dane, not
How about the Lab?
The Lab is number two. I feel like Susan is clearly winning, and
she's not even cheating.
The French Bulldog Labrador Retriever holding at number two.
Right.
Used to be number one for a while. And then what is the third favorite breed this year? Bumped out the Lab.
Okay.
Do you know what the third? Brian, you've got to get this one. What was number one for years?
For years?
For years. We taught you. You got this years ago when we listed the top 10 breeds.
The Golden Retriever.
The Golden. Ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
So you came in a close, well, a distant third.
Yeah.
But you came in third, so that's it. Those are the top three.
I was just
breeds.
Going with my favorites. I wanted to see my favorites on that list.
This
is Collie. Did the Collie make the list at
the
all?
The Collie did not make the list. No, I don't even believe that the Collie jumped at all. I'll have to check on the Collie. I don't recall.
Just curious.
Number four, German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
German Shepherd is finally coming back up there. Number five shocked me. Shocked me. And this is not a breed that people will not know. Everybody knows this breed. I was shocked it was number five on the list because people sometimes snicker at this breed. Do you want to guess or do you want me to?
The wiener dog.
No, nobody snickers at a dachshund, Brian. A dachshund is number six.
A poodle.
Number five. How
You're
about
right.
that?
When you said people snicker at
people
these dogs.
People kind of think of them as foo-foo dogs,
yeah.
right? Number five for the poodle. Number six, Brian got the dachshund. One of my favorites, number seven. Anyone want to take a go with that?
What else is there?
Favorites.
A beagle.
Susan, you are
you
on
kidding?
Fire today. You've got to buy a few lottery tickets on your way home.
I did not look at the survey at all.
Number seven is the beagle. I wish the beagle was a little higher up there. Number eight, Brian, want to give it a try or should I go
number
with
eight,
it?
We got the beagle.
I never would have expected
things.
This dog to be in the top 10.
Never would have expected to be
30
in the top
years
10.
Ago, I would have
oh,
expected
30
this
years
dog
ago,
to be
Yo
in the
Quiero,
top 10.
Taco Bell, that was very popular. The Chihuahua.
No, but Chihuahuas leapt up on the top 100 too. Chihuahuas went up. Eight is the Rottweiler. Nine is just
the Rottweiler.
The Rottweiler.
Oh my God!
Everybody was looking for Rottweilers when I started back in 1990.
Even tough guys
Everybody
need someone sometimes. So.
Right. So many people do have Rottweilers. We'll even take a Rottweiler mix. Then they kind of went down. The fear crept in. Same with German Shepherds. And now people are learning more about these dogs. Behaviorists are learning more. They're becoming favorites again.
Husky, is that on there?
No, I wish the Husky was on there. I'm a Samoyed girl. Yeah. No Husky. Rounding out the top 10. The Bulldog is number 9, just the general. No ethnicity, just the general Bulldog as opposed to French. Number 10, German Short-Haired Pointer. So we've got a few German placements here. The Germans won.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they're winning at right now. But, you know, hey. They got the dogs.
The AKC top 10. Way to go, Germany.
Can always have that. You know, personally, I put Zeke right at the start. Zeke was my number one, but I was wrong again. You could still get Zeke, though, at the SPCA.
That's right.
SPCA at WBEN. Check out the great photo of Zeke and make sure you go in, check out Zeke and all the other great animals that are up for adoption.
Hey, Gina, thanks.
Thank you.
That was fun. Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County.